WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this beautiful, chaotic thing called life with a sprinkle of mindfulness and a whole lot of heart. Ever feel like your brain is playing a game of hot potato with your attention? Like 1 minute you're on fire with inspiration, the next you're staring blankly at the wall wondering where the heck time went. You know that feeling when you have a million ideas swirling around, but they all vanish into thin air before you can even jot them down. Well, friends, I'm right there with you. But today, we are diving at first into a superpower that can help us harness that chaotic energy. Creativity. We're going to explore how embracing our unique ADHD brains and tapping into some seriously awesome productivity hacks can actually make us more creative, not less. Trust me, this isn't about forcing ourselves to sit still and meditate, although meditation is cool too. It's about finding strategies that work for you, celebrating your quirks, and turning those scattered thoughts into masterpieces. So buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you unleash your inner creative genius. 1. Embrace the scattered mind. Let's face it, our brains aren't wired like a traditional computer. We jump between ideas, get sidetracked easily, and sometimes feel like we're living in a constant state of hyperfocus followed by a crash landing. Instead of fighting this natural wiring, let's embrace it. Think about those times when you were daydreaming, bouncing between thoughts, thus your mind connecting the dots in its own unique way. It's brainstorming on overdrive. 2. Harness the power of sensory stimulation. Ever notice how certain sounds, smells, or textures can spark creativity? Think about a childhood memory, maybe the smell of freshly baked cookies, the feeling of sand between your toes, or the sound of rain tapping against your window. These sensory experiences can unlock hidden creative pathways. Experiment with different environments, playlists, scents, and textures to see what ignites your imagination. 3. The Pomodoro Technique. A friend, not a foe. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, structure, me, no way. But hear me out. The Pomodoro technique, working in focus bursts followed by short breaks, can actually work wonders for our ADHD brains. It helps us break down overwhelming tasks into manageable chunks and prevents mental burnout. 4. Celebrate imperfection. Embrace the good enough. You know that voice in your head that says it's not good enough. Silence it. Perfectionism is a creativity killer. Remember, the first draft is rarely the masterpiece. The key is to get those ideas out of your head and onto the page, screen, or canvas. Then you can refine and polish later. 5. Move your body. Creativity unleash. Ever notice how brainstorming sessions are more productive when we're walking around? That's because movement helps our brains make new connections. Incorporate physical activity into your creative process. Take a walk in nature, dance it out, or do some yoga, anything that gets you moving and grooving. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who's always been overflowing with amazing ideas but struggled to turn them into reality. She used to get overwhelmed by the thought of starting any project, so she'd end up procrastinating and feeling defeated. But then she started applying these principles, embracing her scattered mind, using sensory stimulation during brainstorming sessions, and incorporating the Pomodoro technique. And guess what? Sarah started seeing real results. She launched a successful online blog sharing her creative writing tips, all while taking breaks to go for walks in nature, which helped her find inspiration and clarity. See, friends, it's not about magic tricks or overnight transformations. It's about finding what works for you, celebrating your unique strengths, and understanding that creativity is a journey, not the destination. So remember, you have a creative fire within you, a brilliant spark waiting to be ignited. Embrace the chaos, harness those scattered thoughts, and watch as your creativity blossoms into something truly beautiful. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little creative boost. And if you're feeling inspired, drop me a line on social media and tell me about your own creative journey. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.